This is The Groove, and this is the podcast studio at MAU, a day of delightful interviews. I'm nearing the end of my time here, and that's why I want to end it on a high note. And wonderful coincidence, that's exactly what I can do, because I have you, Jonathan Yance, John, managing partner now at MNC Saatchi Performance. And the reason this is such a joy is because we had a podcast together. It must be 6 or 7 years ago. I don't know. It just seems a long time. And I have that thing because I interview so many people. And I said, he has it. Some people have it. Some people don't. And look at where you are, managing partner. What were you at 5 years ago?
Oh, goodness. I must have been either supervisor or director of search and social and
something
just kind
like
of
that.
Lived in my own little bubble, working on Meta on Google and typing away.
You know what was really cool? You got CTV before anyone else I know. That's why for me, I had you in my, you know, in my Asana board, in my brain, you were my go-to for CTV. And here we are. Everything you said, because everything was like, it sounded vague. It sounded like unattainable. It sounded like a leap of faith.
Yep.
Here we are. I swear, every other interview I'm talking to today, yes, we're looking into our mix and we're looking at CTV. It's like, ha ha. John was right. What was it that you think is a driver here? Is it just one of those things, something, an idea whose time has come, or is it measurement, or is it frustration with measurement? What happened so that your discussion of CTV is now timely and is now really relevant?
I think it's actually a combination of all the above, really.
Uh-huh.
I would say, especially the improvement of measurement. There are still some frustrations, which we can get into, but I do think in general has improved a lot. Creative for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, just audience interest and comfortability.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point in time, compared to several years ago, is everyone has just either fully adopted and gotten into it. I do start to wonder about the future when you could subscribe to 500 different services today, it feels like.
Yeah.
I wonder when we're going to really tighten up the ship and just have basically reinvent cable as a subscription.
Yeah.
But in the CTV space. But yeah, I definitely think measurement and creative for sure.
And also the driver for your clients. What are they thinking? Are they just saying everyone else is doing it? I'm reading about it. Or they are convinced by the numbers, because the data is much stronger now.
Yes, definitely the data, because we can confirm that, that your ideal persona that you're trying to reach is able to actually see it. We're able to confirm that they take an action, whether that be go to your website or download your app, and not just download, but then do something further.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to more deterministically prove that out has been really valuable. It's the idea that of the benefit of linear TV, really, and big splashy commercials. You have sight, sound, and motion, a fairly captive audience, although they may be on their other device at the time as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you're able to really tell a pretty rich brand story in a way that, just a simple banner ad and kind of banner blindness we see from time to time can just, be a bit more challenging to make a real impact. So especially whether it's a brand we're helping launch and really need to explain to consumers why they should consider them, or if we're trying to reach a new consumer or rebrand in a way, that's where this can be really valuable, I think.
And it's also one of the platforms, because I look a lot at the attention economy and attention metrics, because it really is about, do you have my attention? Because I can look at a phone, but I'm scrolling, which means attention is pretty small. But it's not that case in CTV. What are you seeing as some of the metrics that you're telling your clients about the fact that, yes, this does work? How do you tell them that and make the case for CTV?
It really comes down to the data availability. And as long as you have all of the infrastructure in place and everything is connected properly, that then you can really see pretty far down the line. We can not just say, we got this many impressions or we reached this percent of people, but we can actually say they took a specific action based on this. You could be a little bit more straightforward and credit it as kind of last view attribution, or you could kind of say its role in the overall consumer journey. So did it take three spots on CTV for someone to then go to Google search and search for your brand and then convert? You could at least then argue and make the case that CTV played a role because otherwise, you know, maybe how would they have gotten to search?
So the search from CTV, because it's moved on. I mean, when we were chatting, it was like, QR code, a lot more than QR code. What are the ways to stitch that together and again, make that case? Because it has to be part of that payback. It has to pay back. Yes. So what shows it's paying back beyond a QR code? That'll just show that I'm not very sophisticated. But it was a time when it was only QR code. Now That's it's all? Much, much richer than that.
Exactly. You would hope that someone would lift their phone and take that screenshot and click through. Mm-hmm. But now, let's just, for simplicity, stay on the mobile app side. Mm-hmm. And we can say that if your MMP is connected properly and everything, like I said, infrastructure-wise is there, then we can have signals around IP address once we can identify the overall household in a privacy safe way, of course, and be able to tie that back to someone actually downloading. They see, we can either through the MMP or through different partners, we can see the same IP address was served the CTV ad, and then that same IP address downloaded the app or whatever they did past the
download. And within a certain period of time, or do you, are you pretty liberal with that? Because I know for myself, I get an idea and I don't do it right away. So I would fall out of the model somewhere. It's like, what, should it 2 days later? Is that okay? Or does that not still count?
It should count in some way.
Okay.
But that is where it gets a little tricky. And I think that's where the art and science both come into play, because if in that 2 day window for you, if you saw the ad and then thought of it later, did you happen to have seen a banner ad or something on social media as you were scrolling through?
Yeah.
So that's why we want to keep a close eye on the full journey from that first view to when someone converts. Mm-hmm. Were there other stages in between? Without going down a whole rabbit hole, we could do like incrementality testing to help prove out the overall value and impact, where you could maybe geo-isolate and only serve your CTV ad to certain consumers and not others, and show lift, hopefully show lift.
Yes.
Can't guarantee.
Well, at least in that case, I mean, that at least is a very solid and straightforward incrementality test.
Yep.
That's an easy, I wouldn't say it's an easy one, but you know, incrementality is a little bit elusive.
Yes.
But here, there really is a control group. You saw it, you didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say that in mobile app, but then there are other ways to sort of be exposed to that. This is very sort of straightforward in that control, because there's a different kind of device to do it.
Yeah.
It removes some of the friction of testing. Also removes some of the question marks around the value of CTV, but there are still frustrations. What are the main frustrations?
There can be signal loss, and I mean, you are taking a leap of faith and assuming that the person hasn't, you know, somehow seen an ad elsewhere that we're not able to fully track across the full journey, because we are really in that privacy forward era.
Yes.
And so there are plenty of cases where someone may, we may lose that middle spot where someone sees CTV, then sees, let's say, an Instagram ad, and maybe we don't have visibility there, and maybe we're improperly crediting. I think that's where there's no perfect solution. And I think we just need to move forward and try larger testing around whether it's incrementality or other solutions to be able to further validate and revalidate. Because honestly, probably the worst thing you could do is do a test, validate a channel, and then not try and retest it for a year and just assume that it's driving that same value. I think that's where, as an industry, we should be heading more.
That's a very good point, because the data is really, it's only has its freshness and its relevancy for a certain period of time. What about the data? What is it telling you? A little bit about the range of the uplift, because for marketers, they're saying themselves, okay, this is extra work, but it has its reward. And that's the kind of argument I want to make here. Mm. And you do that through a range, whether that's uplift or something about the impact on the actual value of the audience or the retention of the audience. Mm-hmm. That's a point too, because you didn't just acquire anybody here, the value's later. So what are you using to make that case in terms of the numbers and the benefit?
That's such an interesting point, because especially around retention, that's really crucial, I think. Especially to your point around, I do hear the argument quite a bit of, oh, we're so busy, we want to prioritize other things, or we don't, there's just not enough time to really put a proper test in place, actually follow through with it and wait for results to come and blah, blah, blah. But part of me also thinks that as other channels, and especially on creative with Gen AI and everything, as a lot more of that gets automated and simplified, that can help free up time for marketers to look bigger picture and more holistically. I think that's where I think it's starting to get a little bit easier for people to be like, oh, well, I can just throw some creative at Instagram and it'll run itself. That is definitely not the full case. There's a lot more to say about that. But as a very simplified argument, I can understand where that sentiment is coming from. But then I would really challenge the brand and ideally work together as true partners to look at your entire mix to be able to make sure that we're spending the right time to validate this.
That's also a very good point, because if everyone is doing AI, it's like then the sameness sets in and the brands get boring and dull. And then you really do have to do something else. So it's almost like this is good for you, because they're all going that way. And that way is, I won't go there, but I'm not overly impressed. Let them do that, because then there will be those brands that understand to stand out. I need to look at CTV, and I've got some free time now because AI did all the numbers crunching. So that's a good benefit. Tell me about some of the brands, some of the exciting stories. You know, I'm one, I really love it when there's creativity in communications and advertising, because that's really what it is about. You know, we look to brands. I've looked at reports. You know, we look to brands for much, much more than just goods and services. You know, they stand for something. How is that possible? How is that maybe better communicated if CTV is part of that mix?
Excellent question. I could not agree more. I
think. Well, it's why I have you here. We agree.
We often do, Peggy.
Yes, we do.
So I really think that being able to explain the benefits from top to bottom and how a brand and a product can really have an impact on your life and in whatever way that may be, whatever way that makes you feel. And if you feel like a connection, you feel like they're either giving back or either helping other people or helping you. As much as you can tell that story, you kind of have to do that in full sight, sound, motion. I know we're going basically all the way back to like the original just linear TV ads day, but I think that's so important because you can, especially when launching a product, you just really have to explain why. Why should I care? I mean, in almost every industry, there are just so many types of products and competitors, and how do you stand out? This is a great way. This, I think this and more micro influencers on TikTok is a conversation for another time, maybe, but an interesting approach, because both of those are sight, sound, motion, a direct appeal to your sensibilities, your heart, whatever that may be, whatever makes you excited. And that's where the fun and creativity comes back to our industry too.
And we get excited when we have great examples. Now, I had the pleasure of, by accident, actually doing a fireside with, as I understand, one of your clients. And she rocks, by the way, Hope Barrett. Yes, you do. She's coming on a podcast soon, too. And that's a great story. But maybe you can share something for inspiration, because it is tough times. I feel for my marketer friends, and they need ideas. They need inspiration. That was a great story. other case studies, something that's going to tell us that, you know, how plugging this into the mix can make a difference, can give you a voice, can give you something different, because it's going to be a sea of sameness. Mm-hmm. It's going to get kind of depressing this year.
Yes, I think we'll see for the next probably 2 years, maybe. Yeah. We'll see if we meet, when we meet again in 3 years, if I'm correct or not.
But you will be.
That's going to be, to your point, when the when all of the ads are just look the same, feel the same. Because as we train these Gen AI models more and more on the same things, they're just going to crank out the same again.
Same stuff, yes.
Yeah, I think with this wonderful client and a brand and that we've had the pleasure to work with that you interviewed earlier in your fireside, the brand has such a benefit of creativity because of who they are. So as a predominantly music streaming service, they have a variety of indie artists who can really, it's just so much easier to be able to tap into the talent and community that is there. So I have to say we're very lucky in working with them on that. That's probably not the biggest challenge we face there, but other brands, I think, just really need to figure out who their key demographics are. Probably there may be one or two who are really key, and just keep in mind how to reach them differently. I know everyone keeps saying Gen Z, Gen Z, Gen Z. We also have to soon, I can't believe it, but start thinking about Gen Alpha and onward, and make sure that we're not just blasting the same generic message without any real control. I think in general on CTV, the best way to do it in my mind is programmatically, where you're able to place controls over frequency, you're able to choose shows that you're running on and things like that, and really tailor the message to the right person. Now, that can take a bit of time, and we also get the concern of, well, I have to shoot all of this video footage and I have to suddenly have this big production budget. You have to find the right balance between maybe leaning into AI in some ways to help, but also, if you start to test this out on a very small scale and prove it out over time, then you can hopefully justify the need for all of that creative.
Absolutely, and stay creative, because I've got so many pitches during this show. It's like, we have a new technology and we take one creative and we can turn it into 500 creatives. Like, yeah, but they'll all be the same.
Yes.
They will all be the same. Or I've got the other problem where it's like, you have a brand. I've heard this too. You've got a brand, a brand in evolution that's going to be a brand and wants to be a brand. And you need to have a consistency. And AI is not consistent. True. I didn't know that. So you get like, because it always wants to improve on itself. It's like, could you imagine Coke? Yeah. Well, that's a great logo. Give it to AI and they'll just keep tweaking it because they can't help themselves.
Yep.
It's going to be an exciting time, Sean. I'm going to look forward again to speaking with you. I know it's going to happen again because we do gravitate at the same shows and have the same thoughts. It's a joy. What can I say? And we'll see if you're right. I'm betting you are. Such a joy. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Peggy. Appreciate it.